Hello and welcome to another edition of Never a Straight Answer Extra, a bonus episode that we give in the midweek just to kind of give you a bit of extra news and plus getting all the stuff that we didn't really have time for in the main episode. So we've got a couple of news stories that, which were comical.
Yeah.
They didn't, because we were going for the whole X episode this week. So like, these are news stories that came up in the news that didn't fit in, but we still really wanted to talk about. So, so what have we got first? Have you heard about this UFO that came up, washed up on the beach?
No, I haven't heard actually anything about it.
Right, well, these are photo that's available.
When did it happen?
Right, this happened for like this week, I think.
Oh.
Yeah,
right.
Another one.
Right.
It's
okay.
Another recent story. This is it. I try and keep it current.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And even if we're trying to get on topic, I try and keep it, you know, in the news especially. You want to listen to stuff that's relevant as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
like, this was a mysterious UFO was taken away by authorities after washing up on a beach in South Dakota. The huge UFO body, which not body as in body as in the like UFO, like an alien. But the body of a craft.
Yeah.
Was photographed and appeared on Facebook, asking, "What do you think this is?" Right, or as a caption.
Is it one picture or is it more?
I think it's just like one photo that surfaced at the moment. The post was by the LMMN, which is the Low Country Marine Mammal Network.
Whoa,
so
what?
They were
officially
out there.
From them.
Yeah, it's officially from them. They've been on the beach, obviously doing marine-y sort of stuff.
And look at that photo,
looking for marine mammals,
down.
And they found this thing washed up on the beach. So, like I say, it was whisked away by authorities. No one's heard anything or knows anything. So
any,
you know
what, military or was it like black suits or
did,
was
no
it,
information?
Like,
but I'm hoping to find out a bit more about this for next time.
Yeah, you'd be interested to find out about this one.
Yeah, so I've got another bit of news here. God, I've got so much news. I'm finding it hard to kind of find it all. Right. Have you heard this? Right. A zoo in Telford in Shropshire.
Yeah.
Right. This.
Is that England?
That's in England.
Yeah.
Telford's not that far from us, really,
no,
is it?
Really, no. So it must be in England because that's where I am. We'll keep perched in a minute.
Well, the Telford Exotic Zoo in Shropshire has been forced to use plastic penguins. In its penguin enclosure.
Why the hell do you want plastic penguins?
Apparently, there's been a nationwide shortage.
What? No, I don't. Right, what? Are the species dying off or what?
Well, no,
or
I don't
know.
Are
they not breeding them? Are they breeding them wrongly? Like, what the flick is going off, man?
I have no idea, but
why
basically.
Why don't you just go down the United? No,
you just go and pick up a couple of penguins.
I know why.
McVitie's.
I know why. The army down there have been using them as target practice.
What, and they've run out of penguins?
Yeah, they've run out of penguins. For
Jesus.
Better go to McVitie's.
Well, like I say.
Do penguins? Yeah, it is McVitie's.
Yeah, they do.
And then they went down the road as well.
And that's what I'm saying. They need to just pop down to McVitie's and pick up a penguin.
Yeah, hell yeah.
They do all sorts of cake bars and that now as
well. So how long do they reckon that this is going to carry on?
I've no idea, right? The owner, Scott Adams, says that he's got no idea when the penguins are going to arrive. But the funny thing is, the reason why I bring it up is the fact that they're using the fake penguins, right?
Yeah, it's putting
right?
No penguins in there.
They've just built a brand new state-of-the-art penguin a penguin enclosure, and it cost them £60,000 to build. So it's a bit of an insult, really, isn't it, when you pay to go to the zoo and you've got fake penguins in this fancy-ass enclosure. It's a bit kind of
That's a con and a half to bring a load of people coming to your zoo and see no penguins. How much? I've just spent £12.50.
You needed to see the penguins. Like your kid was obsessed with penguins and you've just driven all that way, right?
Ah, well, there's an elephant going
to see the penguins. The penguins.
Yeah.
What, you see Happy Feet?
Sea lions. Probably would have crossed out.
No, sea lions aren't as cute as penguins. The little tuxedo chappies.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so, you know.
They're funny little characters.
So, yeah, like I say, they don't know when they're going to get some, but I didn't realise that we had a shortage a nationwide shortage.
It's foreigners.
Could they, could not like London Zoo or another zoo kind of like give them a borrow?
You can't have any kind of borders now, innit?
What?
You know, with Brexit. Can't let anyone in.
So London Zoo can't borrow.
Yeah, no, sorry, man. No.
The borders from Telford to London. Yeah. I didn't realise it
was
in-house.
You're not having no nurses, you're not having no penguins. Fuck you. You're not having nothing.
You silly man.
Yeah, man.
Here's another silly man. This is a very silly man.
Oh, right.
Right, this is a YouTuber that is now claiming that... You've heard about the Flat Earth theory.
Yeah.
Right, well, this chap is now claiming that the moon is also flat.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Have you heard this, man?
It's flat.
What do you reckon?
And it's suspended in a liquid.
And it's suspended, we're all suspended in a sort of liquid.
Well, what liquid are we suspended in?
It's in space.
Oh, right, yeah, but no, he's talking like it's on a liquid, wet...
Is he saying someone's dangling it in the fucking sea?
Like, it's in a liquid, I don't know, like the inside of the dome, maybe? I've no idea.
And what's his fucking shit?
Right, he says that the glow is explained by a sunny illuminescence energy emitted from the... Try saying that when you're drunk.
Yeah.
energy emitted when the gas is trapped in the bubbles of the liquid and then exposed to sound.
Bullshit.
All I'm going to say is... Shut up, you Wooly!
You're a nutter.
That guy needs sorting out.
Oh, what the fuck? Yeah, but then again, you got to take the good with the bad.
If you can, go on YouTube and give him a load of hassle.
Do you know what, right? I normally wouldn't say, yeah, go. Do you know what? There was a story I left out this week because I just didn't want to even give him any sort of
props.
Yeah, right. And I almost didn't talk about this, but it's just so stupid that...
Go for it.
It's one of them,
innit? Go for it.
No, not this new one, not this next story, that one, the moon story. I just think, what are you talking about? This next story I actually quite find interesting. This is a Reddit story, and it's this theory evolved on Reddit in 2015 when a user called Regens suggested that Finland was a fabricated landmass.
What?
Right. So,
and whilst he's fucking proof on
so that Finland, one. Right? This is what he reckons. Finland was dreamed up by the Japanese and the Soviet Union during the Cold War, in an effort to secure fishing rights in the Baltic Sea.
Oh, so all Google Maps are wrong. America.
No. Finland.
All the satellites have gone on this.
Finland doesn't exist, man. That's why I want to go.
Go then.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. That can you get a plane to Finland? I'm pretty sure you can.
Fuck that. Get a boat, mate. Get a boat. I'm looking to see where you're going.
Where's this guy coming from? And why did it gain so much traction?
Well, you know what? With all these aliens coming to this planet, not knowing what we've got here, we should kick them back off.
We don't even know what we've got here.
We should kick them back to their own planet if they're not willing to learn. Taking all our jobs.
Coming in here, taking our jobs. You fucking what would an alien job? What would if an alien was to land in on Earth now looking for work? What sort of jobs could he get?
You don't need a bachelor no more, mate. I'll give you this little.
Yeah, to be honest, governments would try and snap him up to give him research and development.
Electric bolts.
Even if it was the dumbest alien out there, he'd probably still have something that they could use. Yeah.
What do you believe?
The stormtroopers, they travel around in space, but you wouldn't say that they were intelligent.
No.
If you captured one, they're just
like... No, but
they're
the same person, they're supposed to be the same person.
No, not anymore. They're like in the new
series
and things.
Also, now they're changing it now.
Yeah, they're raised from birth for these and they're taken from villages. Like, sort of like...
That's what he started... Oh,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
one,
how,
yeah,
how,
yeah, yeah,
how
yeah.
Real,
yeah.
How real rebels operate.
Yeah.
The ones in the original films wasn't clones. The ones in the
in
three
the Clone
after,
Wars were
yeah,
clones.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah, the second three, one, two, three.
So in the newer
films... So then it transferred afterwards.
In the new films, they're not...
Yeah, I got you. I'm a fucking idiot.
What he also says is the people... Right. I don't know if he's saying it's a fabricated landmass, but he also says the people who populate the country, known as Finland, actually belong to nations such as Sweden, Estonia and Russia.
What? Well, just younger free. Show me the proof. Take me there.
So they're trying to say that by saying it's a landmass, as then the United Nations turn around and go, well, who lives there? And then they've got loads of names and addresses of people who actually live in places like Estonia
and Russia.
And said, here's all the people. And they've gone, oh, all right then.
Yeah,
because they probably wouldn't fly over and see.
Flip it.
How long is it
flip
been?
It. Flip that question, because if you think about it, it's a case of the amount of misinformation that goes on. How do you know that, like, after shit that we've been taught, we actually know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like the Sumerian stuff that we was talking before. Like, they don't teach that in schools. They teach it as in, like, Roman did this, that, and the other. The Greeks did this, that, and the other.
Yeah, it's nothing all teachings, about,
yeah,
isn't it? It's
in certain areas. It's not a case of, right, well, I want to know about this. Well, all right, I'll teach you about this.
That's where I think our education system goes wrong, though, as it should be, like, you know, teaching them. I've said this about, you know, getting them on a track and then saying, right, this is how you need, this is what you need to do to find out how to learn yourself.
Yeah, they need to
research avenues and such, do you know what I mean?
What they need to do is take a bit, half the proportion.
And that's why you end up getting idiots like this who come on and say the moon's fucking a puddle and that, you know, Finland's not real.
They should have a teaching section in the internet for kids to look. If they want to ask questions, ask questions.
Well, it probably
to this,
is.
It probably
and
is.
It gives you
right. If a kid's on the internet, what are they rather going to do? Are they going to play fucking, I don't know.
No, but you go, how many dinosaurs
on
were
on
in
an educational website?
No, but you'll get more education by.
It's what they should be doing, is working out how to make education fun.
No,
make
what
it
needs is one on one.
Virtual reality is probably
to get the brains going. Yeah.
If you've read Never a Straight Answer, Never a Straight Answer. If you've ever read Ready Player One,
I've never read it.
Well, no, in that book, there's a guy, Ogden Morrow, who really creates like learning tools in virtual reality.
Right. Okay.
And like the kid, he's basically saying like in this dystopian future, all the kids are raised on these things because like they're like nannies, because you put the kid in a virtual reality helmet, it's being like it's being monitored and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
So like he uses that as an example in the book, where he was raised by these programs where they taught him everything. Do you know what I mean? Up until school, taught him how to read, write, Sesame Street themed stuff and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
So like, you know, but they were all designed by this one guy. But like, what I'm getting at is, it's like that'll probably be something that comes. What they need to start doing is making education fun in a capacity where kids will be interested in it.
Yeah, but that's where there needs to be the one-on-one, because a classroom, full of kids, 30 kids for one teacher, and probably 90% of them kids are going to be bored with that shit.
Personal, because like if you've got a virtual reality helmet on, and you're in a virtual reality simulation where the teacher is one-on-one with you.
I'd be happy with it, but only if it wasn't under a corporation or a government.
Oh, it would be, wouldn't it? Because who else would be able
and
to
was
fund
actually
such
true,
a project?
True words, what they're saying, not like the bullshit that's been passed throughout the years.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? It's got to be factual from that day that they found out about that. So, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah. Well, I totally agree with that. Another thing we've been doing in the show is we've been doing these top tens, haven't we?
Yeah. I think we have.
Yeah. So, yeah. You want me to go straight into the top ten?
Into it.
This is the top ten most biggest gigantic things, and I thought because we're doing the gigantic X show, this is a good segue into
longest
this. So,
as well.
At number 10, the biggest human was Robert Winslow, and he measured in at 9 feet, which is 2.7 meters. And the reason for his massive height was his gigantism.
Well, you know you can get the porn then, don't you?
What?
He can grab the porn and fall under his shirt.
Mate, he could star in porn.
Yeah, like,
and it's due to the pulmonary gland, I can't even say it,
yeah.
Which basically keeps growing and produces a too much growth hormone.
Yeah.
He died from, like, bad feet, basically. Age 22 in 1940. Yeah. At number 9, it's the biggest powered aircraft, right? The AN-225, or the Mariva, today considered the largest, with a length of 84 metres,
Jeez.
A height of 18.1 metres,
nice.
And a wingspan of 88.4 metres. And it can carry, at its max load capacity, 6,400,000 kilograms.
Jesus.
So, yeah, it's pretty big.
That is big. Just a little.
At number 8, the biggest shopping centre in the world.
Oh, Tesco's.
Tesco, it probably got a Tesco's in it, because basically this shopping centre is in South China, and it's 64 million square miles in
shit. This,
and they measure it on letting space.
That's a mall in America.
How much space they've got?
That's fucking
right.
Massive.
Also,
lost in there for a week.
Yeah. Also, there was something else about this shopping centre. Where it was basically like, it's as big as the Vatican City, or it's bigger than Vatican City.
Whoa.
Because it, in terms of square footage and mileage, you know, and it's as you could fit the Vatican City inside it.
Jeez.
At number 7, the biggest swimming pool in the world.
Blackpool.
Yeah.
Blackpool's Pleasure Beach. Well, Atlantic Ocean.
It was in Chile, right?
Oh, right.
But it's basically, that was a man. They're both man-made, but Chile used to be the biggest, and but now it's Egypt that is the biggest swimming pool. It's 900 meters, and it's the size of 20 Olympic swimming pools.
Jesus.
And you can do stuff like kayaking and surfing and boating.
Jesus.
It's so big that and it's a big lagoon in the middle of the Egyptian desert.
Oh my god.
Looks amazing. Check it out.
Well, when you need water.
At number 6, the biggest infant on earth.
The biggest infant.
Yeah, so this is biggest child born.
Yeah.
Right? So babies are averagely born at about 0.5 metres in height.
Right.
Or, say, 2.55 kilograms on average.
Right.
Right. This baby was 10 kilograms, at birth.
Shit.
And was a height of 0.7 metres.
Jesus,
making
that's
it
a squeeze.
The largest baby. Yeah, it's two times heavier
Jesus.
Than a normal baby.
Why'd you squeeze that fucker out?
Well,
oh my god, that
apparently
was
the
shit,
mother herself, Anna Bates, was a giant. She was a gigantic woman well. So it was like pretty kind of thing, yeah.
So she had the room.
So yeah,
she
probably had
the room.
Imagine being a little girl, like a little woman.
Yeah.
Like a petite woman having to squeeze
like
out.
Year old toddler just come out. What the fuck?
Oh well, the number
like,
5.
Whoa. Did they catch him though?
What the? Oh, they had to take a few of them. They probably They had a team. They're like a what's it team? What are they called now? Like a
emergency team.
Yeah,
grab the baby
before
it goes back in.
One of them sheets that they use from people jumping off buildings.
Oh shit!
And at number 5.
Oh shit! Yeah,
at number 5, the biggest mountain, obviously.
Yeah.
Mount Everest.
Well, on land.
I give you one job to
on
do,
land.
Taylor, and you just
on land.
Fuck it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the biggest mountain. Mount Everest will always be the biggest mountain.
No.
At 8,848 metres in height, and is littered with loads of bodies because pure mountaineers have died up there. And they just haven't got they can't get up there to get them or retrieve them, and you can't, they haven't got, you won't have the energy to retrieve
one.
You
take some skis, won't you, so you go down fast.
And what I'd do is I'd take a
parachute,
snowboard
fuck
or
it.
Something, and then like I'd strap myself to it if I wasn't feeling too clever.
Yeah.
So, at number 4.
What do you expect then?
This is pretty fucked up, but it's the biggest motorcycle ever built. and he's currently the Reggie Double XL at 9.7 metres long. It's got tractor wheels. Yeah.
Oh my
and
god.
And it's 280 horsepower.
Oh my god.
There's actually been attempts on it to break that record, but and they just keep building it bigger and bigger. It is totally drivable. I've seen it in a parade. It drives.
Does
it
drive fast?
No, I think it tops around about 22 miles an hour.
Is that it?
Yeah, it's not too bad, is it? Actually, I don't know. I think it probably does reach a bit faster than that with a 280 horsepower motor.
But
that's a lot of horsepower to drive a big bike.
Well, yeah, but you know what you say with bikers, you know, open it up.
Yeah,
on the highway, open it up. Yeah, I'd like to see you open that fucker up, mate. You open the thing, open up, nothing else.
At number three, the Blue Whale.
The blue whale.
Yeah, it's the largest mammal.
Yes.
But no, it's not the blue whale. I tell a lie. The blue whale is the largest mammal.
Yeah.
But the largest land mammal
is
the African bush elephant.
You're right.
And it weighs in at 1.3 tons of a body weight. And if you put it next to a car, it's about five times the size.
Well, it won't for much longer because they're dying out. That's
well, even though they've got no natural predators, they still get hunted.
Human.
So, yeah. And number two.
In 7 years, possibly wiped out.
In 7 years?
Yeah,
well, we need to protect the elephants, guys. We need to.
That's how bad it is.
Hey, guys, we need to protect the elephants.
Yeah.
We need to be ethical towards the elephants, guys. And I'm not saying this sarcastically, you know.
Free toilet
roll for students. it's my
great! I can have cracking shit now.
It's my natural human right, guys. The largest land vehicle is the Badger Bucket.
The
Badger Bucket is basically like a mining apparatus, and it's like a bucket lift. So it's like loads of buckets on a big conveyor belt.
Cuts
through the land like a kind of, like a dredger sort of thing. And it's like a bucket line, right? And it can move 293 tons of dirt an hour. So this is the largest man-operated vehicle on Earth. And at number one, the largest tree stump in the world
is
the Devil's Tower.
Where's that?
Well, the Devil's Tower, I can't even know where it is. I think it's like in Chile or something. If you Google it, I might have Chile on the brain. But like, yeah, the Devil's Tower went viral last year when a root system was discovered underneath this massive structure. It does. Yeah. It's basically like a cliff, a massive rock, and it looks like a tree stump. Right?
Whoa.
And it looks like, there's a documentary on YouTube, if you look into it, there's loads of like geologists and stuff saying, well, not loads of geologists, but people saying that these formations, because sometimes in nature they go into a hexagon sort of thing, and if you look at petrified wood, right, it turns into a rock. Now, because of these formations look like... because these formations look like tree stumps, they think, it must have been a massive tree, and that's not rock, it's petrified wood, right?
Yeah.
But they're like mountainous, they're not the thingy, but like if you Google the Devil's Tower, right?
Why is it called the Devil's Tower? Do you know why?
Because it was just, I think there's some curse linked to it actually. I think it's like in Tasmania or somewhere actually, right? If you get a photo up of it, you'll see what I mean. But so they found this root system anyway, right? And then they reckon that it's an actual big tree stump, right? But they reckon it's a hoax because it'd mean that these trees would have been like
absolutely
ridiculously huge, right?
Yeah.
And it changed everything we know about nature and our existence on the planet. So they say it's a hoax, but
if you
look at these photos, they do look remarkably like tree stumps.
Oh,
it is amazing.
Right, with like volcanoes, like super volcanoes going off, there's so much carbon in the air and all that shit, and it needs cleaning. what would be the best idea for a tree to do? Grow, 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 grow. Nothing to cut me down. Grow, grow, grow. Nothing to cut me down. Grow, grow, grow.
Well, who's cutting these massive trees down? Get me a photo up of the Devil's Tower. Tell me if that is a tree stump you've not got a saw big enough. And who's cutting it down? Is it, like you say, the Anunnaki?
Yeah, man, because...
got giants coming down, cutting these trees.
Anunnaki.
Now, that makes me think, if that tree's that big, is the planet the seed? Did it grow out of the planet? Where did this tree come from?
What, where the infant...
look at that.
The virus. Oh,
it's see? Like... All right, if
what,
you've not
they've
seen
cut
it,
into it?
Yeah, no, it's not. It's turned to be a hoax, but last year it went viral saying that it was a tree stump and they'd found it, roots at the bottom of it.
Yeah.
And, and that it was an actual tree stump. So, but going back to it, it's basically like, they're trying to say it's a hoax, but it's just like too impossible, isn't it, really, to do, I think.
Well, yeah, well,
you've seen it. Can I just say
it.
for the listeners, if you've ever seen Close Encounters, right, when he's doing that with a mashed potato, it's a mountain like that,
For
it to be a tree, right, is that out of the realms of possibility?
No, because when you walk up to it, it's not. But then, the first thing I would do was to go up to the fucker, get my axe, and see if I could chop a big piece of wood. Big piece of wood.
Petrified
then
wood.
Then I would say, yeah.
Petrified wood is like stone.
Yeah, well, I'll get it tested.
Well, yeah, that's it. Well, that's the first thing you'd do.
Walk up, get a fucking sample, walk down, done.
Obviously, that's the first thing you'd expect them to do, so you'd think that they would have already done that by now.
Yeah.
So somebody would have those results. You'd have to have a look into it.
Yeah.
We might do a show on it, or like we're thinking about doing some like longer segments in the extra, rather than doing a top 10, potentially. Well, we don't know. Tell us what you think.
Yeah.
But like... there are a lot of little conspiracies that
short
enough
few.
That you can throw a few together and do a little extra show.
Yeah.
So potentially we might look into this tree stumps conspiracy a bit more. But like it went viral last year.
Yeah.
And but that concludes the top 10.
Sweet.
I think that what's it.
It
was all right. It wasn't the greatest.
It wasn't the greatest, no, but, you know.
There's some facts there for you.
Yeah.
The world's
some
largest.
Some facts that you didn't know, but you do know now.
So,
what do you reckon, Mike?
It's all content, baby.
Yeah.
You knew all that?
I knew about the stump.
You knew about the stump?
Yeah.
What about the big digger?
That's interesting.
I didn't know the name of it, but I knew there was a massive digger that fucking... he's like a dredger.
Yeah.
I watch programmes about shit like that.
Yeah, I watch Gold Rush. And,
I watch like them.
Tony Beats.
I watch World's Biggest.
Tony Beats.
Like
oh, you don't know who Tony Beats is? Tony Beats is a Viking man. He's Viking man. Oh, yes. Tony Beats. He's
not from the Netherlands, is he? Because he doesn't exist.
No, that's Finland.
Well,
he's
part of the Netherlands.
Well, he is from the Netherlands, but he lives in Alaska now. Tony Beats is fucking awesome. Yeah, if you're ever listening, Tony, I made an advert. Saying because Tony Beats is so rich, when Dre was selling Beats. right, that he should do Tony Beats by Tony Beats. I'll put it up on Twitter, but I didn't have many retweets or anything.
Dre didn't go
viral enough.
The Beats brand
didn't own all of it either, because just before
made
sale,
a few cool million off it though, didn't he? So I mean, he's not done too bad.
Few,
I don't think they're
years
all that.
Before the sale, he sold some of his shares off. So
I've
he didn't Beats get a whole lot, and he only had half it.
Yeah, they're not the greatest either. You're just paying for the brand.
I had the SMS audio ones from 50 Cent.
To be honest, I'm a big Dr. Dre fan, but I've never had
a lot less for him, and it was a lot better than the Beats.
Well, there you go.
But now they're in a different hand now, at this point.
Yeah, so potentially, well, this is it. They're either going to stay to while they are and then just run them into the ground, or they're going to try and make them better.
Yeah.
So that's all you can expect.
Oh, yeah.
So
they want to put the effort in and make think they can make better, then, you know, go for it or piss off.
Yep.
Bring someone else in who knows what they're fucking doing. That's so, what we need.
So, yeah, it's been a couple of days now since we released the Planet X episode.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, you usually put this out around about Wednesday, don't you? But yeah. With the magic of technology, we're talking to you from the past.
Yes.
So, yeah.
You're
in the future. So, if you've listened to the Planet X episode, send us a comment and let us know what you think about the whole thing.
Yeah, man.
I thought good episode, to be honest.
Tell me if you agree with my theory.
Yeah, let us know. Mike reckon that like the Anunnaki were going to come and swoop in at some point.
But instead of Noah's
Ark. Do you know what? Religious nuts are just going to turn around and say that they're not the Anunnaki, it's angels, and we'll go on a whole reverse flip. It's like, well, we can't win. It's like, it's angels or it's fucking aliens.
It's the thing of that it's... Well, you could call, an alien an angel or a devil. You know what I mean? Depending on what it looks like, you're going to go, oh, that's nice and sweet. Or
it all becomes down to what's appealing as well.
Yeah, it's the appearance thing.
I was watching something. This is quite interesting as well, right? Say aliens landed today.
Yeah.
Right. Now, bearing in mind that... Us humans can't even interact with other animals, other species, on this planet.
Totally.
Did you know that if you go up to a chimpanzee and smile to the chimpanzee, it means you're scared? So there's loads of different
signals.
Yeah, yeah. It's like humans don't communicate like animals do. No. They operate on a sort of a telepathic gestures, subtle gestures, hand movements and stuff like that.
And we use language,
and apparently we're at a level 9 intelligence because of our language, English language, right? But in terms of other animals, we're not in the bottom. We're an intelligent species, but in terms of who's best suited from our planet. Because we take for granted that if aliens came to this planet, it'd be us who were the ones who were talking to the aliens.
Yeah. Right?
Sorry. Now, what if we weren't the best candidates for the job? Well, there's research into saying that the whales would be better because they have a higher advanced form of communication than we do.
Yeah,
they have a sonar, a telepathic sort of... understanding, even at low depths of water, they can kind of communicate.
Yeah.
So would they not be a better sort of candidate to?
I'll tell you what.
Represent.
Earth. You go and tell one of them fuck off whales to open his big mouth.
That's what I'm saying.
And talk to them.
Well, no, it's like.
Well,
how do you know
them
aliens aren't? You don't.
They're not even thinking of that.
How do you know the aliens don't approach them and they're able to communicate with them?
They probably could.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So if they communicate with the whales first before they communicate with us, what are the whales going to tell the aliens about us?
That we're fucking.
Well,
they're
dickheads.
They're
always fucking up. They're always fishing the oceans, polluting the oceans, plastic
all
over the place,
shitting all over the place.
Fucking all, yeah. In fact, yeah. There's a documentary on them. It was on about the plastic problem in the oceans, right? And
it
knocked me sick.
That's not the only
the amount of fucking plastic that was in the water, and
it's
fucking up the wildlife.
Mate,
sort it out. I mean, it's not even a case of sorting it out because we're that far out. Do you know what?
Yeah.
Everyone should.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Everyone should just give up a couple of hours of the day just to go and volunteer. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you can't get in the Atlantic and go.
No, but you can go locally and.
Yeah, but that can only help for so long and
it.
So much. What we need is some kind of system to stop all the shit getting dumped into the ocean
and
getting buried.
I'm guilty of it as well because I get to the shop. And I realise I don't have a carrier bag, and then I pay for one for 10p, and then I don't take it back to the shop, I buy another one next time I'm there. So I'm using the same amount of carrier bags, I'm just paying for them.
Yeah.
So who's winning? It's not
Chancellor.
It's not the fucking environment that's winning.
No.
It's not me who's winning, because I'm out of profit. I'm out of pocket, right? So say if I go shop 10 times in a week, right, or a month, then there's a quid,
yeah.
Right? So, like, you know, that quid's not then... Is it going into clean-up operations or anything like that?
They might say that, no. But no, is it?
Well, what I'd expect my pound to be going into stuff like
that.
They're
going to paying off to try and pay off the bills that they've already got.
Well, I could rant on about it. But, yeah, check that documentary out if you've not seen it. It'll probably be on the iPlayer, I assume.
Yeah.
Yeah,
more than likely, yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it for this episode of Never a Straight Answer, the bonus extra.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we'll probably... Well, we've got an absolutely cracking episode coming up end of the week, probably weekend. And yeah. So, yeah, keep in touch for that. And subscribe and like and rate us on iTunes as well, because that really helps us. And if you can give us a 5-star rating.
Yeah.
We're also on all of the platforms.
We are.
You can get us on iTunes, Google, Anchor, all that twaddle. If you want to get us on Twitter, we're on NASA_never. And if you want to email us, we're at neverastraightanswer@gmail.com. What else is there? We've got a bit of merch if you want to check that out. You can follow the link on our Twitter page and on our Anchor page. Taylor's got a t-shirt. You can follow me on all the usual stuff at Gaz Duncan. And Taylor doesn't use social media, so you can't follow him anywhere unless you stalk him in the street.
Yeah.
If you can find him, maybe you can hire Taylor now. If you can find him, right, just follow him around, take pictures of him, and then post them to me on Twitter. And
I
want to see
Scratch
loads of photos of Taylor being followed.
Right. Yeah, picture of me scratching my bum all while I'm walking through the park.
I've already got a couple, actually. I've got a couple of...
me scratching my bum all while
I've got a couple of pictures of Taylor from where he didn't notice I was taking a picture of him. When we play this game at work sometimes where we stick stickers on each other's butts.
Oh, you wanker.
And I've got loads of him. Of him.
You wanker.
I've got some vintage ones. Oh. I don't even know
Revenge
if they're on that
sweet.
Phone.
Best serve call.
We've not played that in a while. So, yeah. That's it for this episode of Never a Straight Answer. We're going to catch you next time. So, this has been Gaz.
This has been Taylor.
And also, we've had Mikey in the house as well. Take it easy and we'll catch you on the next time.
Peace out.
Peace.